Robert Tressman is a nationally known expert in psychiatry who practices at Carilion Clinic in Roanoke. We asked him how he's living with a new normal.
I have learned over the years how to cope and how to be resilient. One of the challenges in healthcare is to recognize that for me to be of significant value to the community, I need to think of everything as a marathon and not a sprint.
Tressman suggests a good technique to use when you're anxious is to put your attention on your body, not what's going on in your mind.
When we get tense, we get, you know, physically tight. It makes it harder to breathe, and we can become then trapped in a vicious cycle of finding it hard to breathe, being more anxious, then getting more tense and so forth. So one basic thing is different kinds of relaxation exercises.
The idea is to work on relaxing physically, helping the autonomic nervous system to slow down the flight or fight response. Tressman recommends a free, well-known program online called the Jacobson Relaxation Method.
They've been in use for 40 years very successfully.
And there are many similar programs now online, including some that you once had to pay for, but are now being offered for no cost. Tressman points out, however, that people cope with anxiety in different ways.
And so we have to be thoughtful about what does and doesn't work for which individual. I would suggest that for most people, having enough knowledge to understand what the real risks of the current environment are important to make rational decisions.
He says it's about striking a balance. You need to keep up on information from trusted media sources, but not to the point where it becomes anxiety-provoking, says Tressman. And perhaps the most interesting thing for virtually everyone is something that's, well, virtual. Since we can't always connect with people in places in person the way we used to, our society is doing a complete 180 on the whole idea of screen time.
I think the context has changed. When there isn't a pandemic, when there is normal social opportunity, then it was easy for us to look at excessive screen time as genuinely being isolating when we were, many of us, abusing the internet and social media to abuse other people, to be bullies, to cause harm to others. All of a sudden, there is a switch because now, rather than having this unoccupied time where we might get into mischief, we now have a moral obligation in so many ways to come together as a community to support each other, to make use of the technology in a really transformative way.
And just like that, a pastime that got low marks for social cohesion and society as a whole is now a lifeline for human connection in ways we might not have imagined until now. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.